last night, Brother Weaver brought out about that tribe that didn't have anybody that they wanted. They cut out a field and they made a house. And, oh, that broke my heart so bad. And this past year, I've lost a lot of my joy. And that brought back the burden so dear and so special to my heart. I apologize for me crying. It happens all the time. But anyways, earlier this week when I was praying about what to speak, I wanted to say something that would bring us all, you know, I wanted the Lord to use me to revive that burden of the missions. And I'd like to use, 2 years ago, when we had our first mission conference, I was really, you know, setting my eyes on, you know, what do I want out of my life in this world and everything. And that mission conference, the Lord spoke to me, and I've got two verses, and I'd like to, and the Lord spoke to me, and I said, here am I, send me. And the first verse I'd like to turn to is Matthew 9, verse 36 to 38. It's been said a lot through this mission conference, and I'm going to say it again. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Amen.
You know, as I look at that, you know, it's so easy to think everything's so far away. Those fields are far away. To me, to make something really mean something, I have to bring it to me personally. And as I look at those verses, I ask all of y'all to look with me as how I looked at it. Picture yourself in the field that you were once in, swaying with the wind. You were lost. If you're saved tonight, you were once in a field. And picture the laborers that came to you. And as you think of those people who came, and maybe it was just one person, maybe it was many working together that helped reap you and everything, and that should bring a lot of joy to your heart. And then I have a question. What was the best thing that ever happened to you in your life? And it should be, if you're on the right track, it should be that Jesus Christ saved your soul.
Amen.
And so when I bring it to those things, then I can look, and I can look in those fields, and I can have compassion on those people. Because, see, we came to that point where we were in that field, and then we had laborers come to us. But there's people out there that never have had that. They're just still in that field, and they've never had the people come to them. And last night, it brought out my burden even more when you brought out that. I was ready to fly on a plane and leave last night. I was so bad. That just broke my heart. And, so now I'd like to turn to Proverbs 10, verse 5. We got saved and we were born into the family of God, and God is our Father, and praise the Lord for that. And as if you look in and back to your salvation, you just rejoice that you're saved. At least I do. I mean, you know, I'm not on the road to hell, and since I've been saved, I realize just how much there is to praise the Lord about and everything. And you know, since God is our Father and we're a family, you know, as being in a family as myself, you know, you want to please your Father in certain things. And if you do something and you don't please your Father, you know very easily and things like this. And I looked at this verse, Proverbs 10:5. It says, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame.
Amen.
And 2 years ago, I realized that I didn't want to sleep spiritually through my life, but I wanted to be a wise son in Jesus' eyes. And I realized then that we're pilgrims just passing through, and this life's just too short to spend it on dreams that this world has. And there's so many people out there, and God commanded us to go. And like not all of us, it's been said, not all of us can go. We all have different places, but we all are missionaries. In every part of our life, each one of you touches a different person in a week that I or my dad or someone else can't touch, and that maybe they'll never hear the word. And we're missionaries. And there's a lot of people here that need to be reached too. But I'm referring back to 2 years ago Mr. West, Joe, Brother Joe West, he said that it's a team effort. Mission, sending missionaries and missionary work is a team effort. People pray, people go, and people give. And I'd just like to leave you with that. It's all a team effort. That we can't go without you praying and giving. And I'd also like to say that the Lord, that was 2 years ago, and that was my freshman year in high school. And since then, you know, I thought, well, that's so far away, you know. But God's got it closer. I'm graduating early, so I'm graduating this May. And then he's led me to go to take a 2-year course, nursing course at SAC. And that's what I'll be doing after I graduate. And then he'll lead me from there. So I ask that you pray for me that these past 6 months, I lost that burden. But praise God, he gave it back to me. And I ask that you continue to give it. I mean, keep it here, and that I'd continue walking with him, and I'd follow. I'd be the wise son, not the one that causes shame.
Amen. Praise the Lord.